St. Thomas Becket lived in England in the 1200s. He was best friend with King Henry II. They both were selfish, self-indulgent, and power-hungry. They drank together, divorced together, and conspired together. Then King Henry II got the idea of appointing Thomas to be the Archbishop of Canterbury. Henry thought that having his best friend occupy the highest church position in the land would give him a chance to control the church and squeeze money out of it. But when Thomas was ordained, God's grace touched his heart, and he began to see the folly of living just for earthly goals. So he sold his considerable property and gave the money to the poor, stopped his loose living, and dedicated himself to serving Christ and the church with all his energy and talent. The king was not pleased and ended up having his former best friend murdered during Mass in the cathedral. St. Thomas Becket sought and found Jesus, the bread of everlasting life. Thomas traded in temporary earthly glory for a martyr's eternal crown. And you can rest assured that he has no regrets. My sisters and brothers, bread or foods are essential for us to live and continue living. Sometimes we are particular for the foods we partake for our own good health. In our first reading, the people of Israel were hungry, and they complained and told Moses and Aaron that you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. The Lord heard them and said to Moses, I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. The house of Israel called it manna. So God satisfied the people's physical hunger in the desert by giving them quail and bread. But the Lord gave restrictions in the collection of manna, that is, just gather enough for a day. So our first reading is reminding us that we must humbly put our total dependence on God, and that He will always provide for our need every day. Our responsorial psalm focuses on the provisions of the Lord, that He will always give manna, the heavenly bread, and the bread of angels for those who hunger for Him. As He provided Israel in their journey, and for us in our own spiritual journey. While in our second reading from the letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul advises the Ephesians to fulfill their spiritual hunger by avoiding evil, renewing and transforming their lives from evil ways, and live a life of love, humility, kindness, and forgiveness. Saint Paul reiterated the importance of clothing oneself with the new man created according to the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. In today's gospel passage, the bread, the start of the bread of life discourse, Jesus stated and claimed, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." A bold statement of offering himself to those who have faith to receive the bread of eternal life. So how can we be nourished by this bread of life? Jesus Christ himself. We need spiritual nourishment from the Word of God and from the Holy Eucharist. In every Eucharistic celebration, the Church offers us two types of bread. The bread of life contained in God's Word, and the bread of life contained in the Holy Eucharist. But unfortunately, many of us come to Mass every week only to present on the altar our earthly needs without accepting spiritual nourishment by properly receiving both God's Word and the Holy Eucharist. So let us nourish our souls with this heavenly manna and carry Jesus to our homes and workplaces, radiating Jesus' love, mercy, and compassion all around us. It is perhaps the plainest and ordinariness of the consecrated bread and wine and their easy availability in our churches that can sometimes prevent some of us from appreciating the great gift of God in the Holy Eucharist. But we should not take for granted the divine generosity with which God provides these gifts, both readily and gratuitously, by simply sharing in the bread of life automatically without showing due preparation, attention, and proper respect. Let us remember that the Eucharist we celebrate and receive this day is Jesus, the bread of life, come down from heaven. So let us ask our Lord, "Sir, give us this bread always," and hear from Jesus the assurance, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the one who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb." So let us always listen attentively to the Word of God. Receive Him in the Holy Communion and share what we heard and received by living our life to the fullest. So let us all be bread that nourishes our brothers and sisters through our kindness, service, forgiveness, and love. So Christ is offering himself. Take, receive the bread of life, the bread that gives everlasting life. So if that bread, that body, gives everlasting life, so we must always be excited, enthusiastic, every Sunday to receive Him wholeheartedly. So if we have some favorite foods, this is the best food that we need to receive always. So let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, You are my true food that came down from heaven to nourish and nurture me. I know that only You can satisfy my deepest longing and hunger of my heart. May I be satisfied in You alone, and that satisfaction be reflected in my life, so that others may see that only in You we can be fulfilled. Amen.